Okay, praise God. If you have a Bible, let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 to 7. Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 to 7. I'm going to title my message this morning, He Did Right. He Did Right. Okay, I'm going to read to you. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath and the walls of Jabneth and the walls of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistine and against the Arabian that dwelt in Geba and the Mehunims. Father, anoint this message right now. In Jesus' name I pray. He did right. The title of my message. He did right. You know, the name Uzziah appears to be an alternative form for Azariah. That means Uzziah has another name called Azariah. It is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 12, where he is known as Azariah. Okay, because that was the genealogy of the Davidic genes, okay? Uzziah's long reign, okay, he reigned for 52 years, which is a long time. Okay, that is a long, long reign. He was regarded by historian as a prosperous one. A prosperous one. I will say that this morning I want to touch on the good part of Uzziah. Okay, we always thought about the bad part of Uzziah. But I just want to talk about the good part of Uzziah. Okay, the Chronicles seems to know that from elsewhere, a mentor called Zechariah, and also another, the high priest called Azariah, and even the mother's name, Zechariah. They were three involved in the history of Uzziah. It is ironical that Uzziah has another name called Azariah. And the high priest was called Azariah. Uzziah wanted to be the high priest, and that led to his downfall. Okay, Uzziah has this Jekylls and Hydes kind of sequence of blessing and backsliding. Okay, a person that alternately display two different sides of their characters and nature. But as I said this morning, I just want to concentrate more on Uzziah's good reign and the cause of it. Uzziah in the Hebrew word means my strength is Yah. My strength is Yahweh. And Azariah, which is also another name for Uzziah, means help of Yah. The help of Yahweh. This is so true concerning the life of Uzziah, and you also be true concerning your life. When your strength comes from God, especially when you are right with God, you have the help of Yahweh. When Uzziah has the strength of Yahweh, he has the help of God. When you have the strength of God in your life, you will have the help of God in your life. What can we learn from this portion of scriptures? Number one, he did right. He did it right. He did it correctly. The first Chronicles chapter 26, okay, the whole chapter is about the career of Uzziah. Quite a guy, really quite a guy. He did right in the sight of God. It meant holiness. He did right means he lived right. It meant he pursued a life of godliness. His godliness was rewarded by a long reign. Okay, do you know that if you serve God properly, God can give you a long life? He was faithful to God. Here we are reminded of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16 that says this, in that I command thee this day, and God says to you, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandment and his statutes and his judgment, for that thou mayest live live long life and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. We are still in the year beginning of the year 2025. God is setting us up for success for the year 2025. Because his commands comes with promises. God's command for 2025 comes with promises. A life that is built on loving God is one that flourishes. It's one that produces blessing. One that produces joy. One that produces peace in one's life. Okay, 2024 may not be a good year for you. The past wasn't good for you. Uzziah came to the throne also not in a good time. The past wasn't good to Uzziah either. The Bible tells us that he came to a throne in a different era, following the tragic events that brought Amaziah's reign to an end. Jerusalem was in disarray. A major section of its protective wall was destroyed. The temple and the palace was emptied of treasuries. And some of the inhabitants were taken away to Israel, northern Israel, as slaves or hostages. So, he didn't come in a good time for Uzziah. We too are living in a very difficult generation. 6 years ago, we got the COVID-19. Okay, until today, we have not fully recovered. You know, I was talking to Joey. I say, how come the price of papaya is so expensive? How come the price of fruits is so expensive when, I mean, you grow fruits in your backyard? How come the coconut is so expensive? How come all these things? How banana? You know, I was trying to eat some banana in Libertad. It was so expensive. And it is grown in your backyard. All because of COVID-19. Then 3 years later, you have the Ukraine war. Until today, it's not going to be over. Then 1.5 years ago, we had the October 7 massacre. And today, let's pray, okay, that they are today is the day they are going to release the hostages. They're going to start, for 6 weeks, they are going to start to release 33 hostages. But then, we are living in a very difficult generation. Very difficult. I don't know. I thank God and I pray that all of you are doing well financially. All of you are doing well in health-wise. Because 61% of the population said that they are poor in the Philippines. So we are living in a difficult time. It's like the walls are broken, the treasuries are gone, the Jerusalem is in disarray. Maybe some of you experience tragic events in a family. The family is no more. It is very sad. You know, I know of this church planter. First, the mother died. They have two children. And then the father died. And then the two girls are just, I think they are just 17, 18 right now. And until today, one of the girls is always in trauma when there is rain because her father died when it was raining heavily. I feel for that family. You know, I was a little bit up. We were talking about this. Nian and Rosemary were saying that every time it rained, the girl will be in trauma. She will be frantic because she brings back to a memory how her father died. No more father, no mother, parents separated. Walls of purity broken down. Walls of relationship broken down. Government in big debt. No, I'm told that in Iloilo City, okay, Iloilo is in quite a big debt because of building projects. Like they are building all the wet market at one time. So to finance all this project, they have to borrow. And as a result, to pay back, they raise all the taxes. Everything is gone up. All the taxes, all the property taxes, everything gone up. So church is financial poverty. Many churches are like that. I thank God that Evangel Tabernacle is not in debt. We are not in debt. But Pastor Lily did feel the strain or financial burden for the year 2024 for this church. Population has to go abroad to work. Now, the number of members that are abroad today under Evangel Tabernacle is not small, it's a lot. It's a lot. Some of you, you always write to them and ask for sponsorship. It's a lot. The real reason why are they abroad? Marriage and finance. So, bad times. Okay, maybe 2024 is not a good time. Maybe the past is not a good time for your life. But it was not good for Uzziah either. So how did Uzziah respond? How did he respond to all these difficult times? 2 Chronicles 26:5 says, "And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." You want to face a problem? You want to face the future? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. In difficult times, yet as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Not because he was intelligent, not because he went to the military, not because he went to college, he was able to finish a better education, not because he was able to go abroad, no. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. You know, some translation put it as this way. As long as he continued to seek the Lord. As long as he continued to seek the Lord. As long as you continue to seek the Lord. Uzziah, no matter what, is a religious man. A religious king. And he sought not God on good times only. But he sought God continually in his early reign. That should be our motivation when you face the year 2025. It was said that during this period, it was the days of Zechariah. And the Bible tells us something about Zechariah, who had understanding through the visions of God. A Bible commentator said that Zechariah had understanding in the seeing of God. Zechariah had understanding in the seeing of God. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by this phrase that seriously impacted Uzziah? It means docility of spirit. A person that is willing to learn, to be taught, and to accept direction in life. It is a man who has come to understand of his own spiritual ignorance and incapacity, who will be willing to learn of God. And to have understanding in the seeing of God. Purity of hearts. No, we don't have to be bonga bonga. Jesus was not bonga bonga. Nobody heard about Jesus when he came on. He was not well known, Jesus, at that time. It's just simplicity in your walk with God. Just be simple, but sincerity of spirit and a desire to know God. That should be your style. A simplicity and a sincerity and a desire to know God and to come into communion with Him to gain His loving favor. You know, Tim Keller said this. Many of us wanted God for what God can give us and not what who God is. We wonder God for what He can give us. Okay, I serve God, I seek God because what He can give us. No, you must want God for who He is. A freedom from degrading affection. Okay, because when you are in all this way, in this first 2 points, you are free. You don't have degrading affection. You free yourself from debasing acts. You free yourself from debasing association. You don't mix around with evil people. You don't mix around with, you don't go into immoral activities. You don't. Because you know the ways of God. This is how Uzziah was, how right Uzziah was, and it is enough. It is enough, and it's enough for you. No matter how dark our times is, a light will shine in the midst of the darkness. As long as you sought the Lord, Yahweh will speak to you, as He spoke to Uzziah, both by prophets and priests. You know, Georgie came to our church on the first service of our new year, 2025. Pastor Lily and I, we brought her out for a meal. Rather, they pay for it with another sisters. During the dinner time, when we were on the table, she told me that she's attending a church in Jakarta. But she said, she felt that it was not the same as when she attend Evangel. She said, Pastor is different. She cannot explain it. She said that sometimes she feels the same in that church, but sometimes she cannot feel the same in that church. She said it's different. She does not understand why. But she said, Pastor, when I attend Evangel Tabernacle, I felt that it was different, it was good. I call that the presence of God, the favor of God, God being here. In the midst of difficult times, the church can have understanding through the visions of God. Uzziah listened to Zechariah the prophet and the message of Azariah the high priest. Uzziah had a mentor named Zechariah who provided him with guidance. Uzziah's mother was Zechariah. She was mentioned in this portion of scripture too. It implies a sure evidence of good influence over Uzziah. So there were three people that were involved in Uzziah's life in his early reign. But of all the three, Zechariah was the most important because his role was inherently significant in the starting of Uzziah's spiritual life. He was responsible for the spiritual life of Uzziah. I pray that this church and good people in this church have good influence over your life and provide you with good guidance. And we see at the onset with Zechariah's guidance, God bless the king's obedience with success. When you come to church, the word of God is declared unto you weekly. Word of prophecies was also given concerning you at times. So you have understanding because Yahweh spoke to you through the church and also through your time with God and also through godly counsel with the right people in the church. And as long as you obey the Lord, living in a life of purity and faithful in your obedience, demonstrated by your lifestyle, you don't have debasing activities or characters, Yahweh will prosper you. You don't have to be afraid of 2025. You don't have to be afraid. And that is the central theme of Chronicles. The central theme of Chronicles. What is the central theme of Chronicles? Firstly, it expresses the performance-based Mosaic covenant, the two ways. Obey, blessing. Disobey, curses. It talks about the notice of blessing is conditional through times, conditional. Obey, blessing. Disobey, curses. Secondly, it expresses the traditional Jewish teaching and even the church teaching that in this life, the righteous be right, will be blessed, and the wicked punished. You don't have to be bonga bonga. You just be faithful to God. You go to work. You do your work. You people tell you, friends tell you to go into immoral activities or wrong activities. You say, no, thank you. Then you work hard. Then you go home and you spend time with God. And you come to church. You are in church every Sunday. No bonga bonga. It's just simplicity and sincerity and the desire. The righteous, then they are right, will be blessed and they will get punished. Uzziah is a good example of this performance-based Mosaic covenant. Thirdly, it expresses the kingdom person. The kingdom person demonstrated by his character, demonstrated by his influence, demonstrated by his conduct, demonstrated by his destiny. It shows the characteristics of that kingdom person. The person is a kingdom person. Actually, this kingdom is pointing towards us. All of us have to be the kingdom person, demonstrated by our character, our influence, our conduct, our destiny. And these are not addressed to non-covenant people. This is not addressed to the human world. No, this is not addressed to the human world. This is not addressed to the 8 billion people in this world. This is addressed to the covenant people. We. Who knows Yahweh's revelation. But in danger of ignoring it. But the crucial aspect is faith. It takes faith to live right. It takes faith to be right. When everybody don't want to be right. You know, Roger is driving. We bought a land, 1.2 hectares in the mountain. So we gave him to plant banana trees and coconut trees. But because he's working, he said, Pastor, the banana trees and the coconuts are all stolen. I said, I cannot believe it. I mean, I said, this is Libertad. Libertad doesn't used to be like that. I said, I will never forget my experience when I was traveling in Guimaras. People will just put their sack of rice or their fruits on along the road and nobody will take. But you cannot do that anymore. You cannot do that anymore in the world today. We have to be right. We have to live right. And it takes faith to live right. It takes faith to be right. As our character is right, our influence will be extensive. As our conduct is right, our destiny is secure. But if our character is wrong, our influence will be damaging. And if your conduct is evil, your destiny is insecure. Insecure. Notice how the two common names, deity, are parallel. The Lord God. The Lord God. Lord, capital letter, Yahweh, God. Yahweh, the Elohim. Your relationship with God is based on an understanding that you recognize there is a God. And more than that, you have a relationship with this God, Yahweh, through Jesus Christ. Yahweh, Uzziah was right. I want to say again, you don't need to be bonga bonga in your Christian life. You just live right. Just live right. Consistent. Don't be afraid of the future. You will be alright. You will be alright. You know, Pastor Lily was sharing that. It was raining in December. Then we need the rain to stop for May. For gender review and also for our Christmas. I just pray, and Pastor Lily, we pray, God, let there be no rain. I mean, you just imagine whole week raining every day. God, let there be no rain on gender review party and on our Christmas Eve. No rain. No rain. There was this sister, she was having something very important. Planned so much and the rain came. Planned so much and the rain came and they're not saying anything. No, you have God. God is interested. God is a kind God. God is a kind God. God is interested in helping you. But you have to cooperate. You must recognize there is a God. And more than that, you have a relationship with this God, Yahweh, through Jesus Christ. Number two, Uzziah's successors. I read to you verse 6, 7 to 9. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, break down the walls of Gath, and the walls of Jabneh, and the walls of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabian that dwelt in Gebal, and the Mehudmin. And the Ammonites with the Jordanian gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt. Jordan, Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. You know, Uzziah's successors. Uzziah's successors demonstrate, your successors demonstrate God's blessing. Yes? How do I know that God is with you? How do I know that God blesses you? Your successes blesses God. Demonstrate God's blessing. He defeated the Philistines. He built the Judean city in the Philistines area, the enemy area. Gath, Jabneh, Ashdod are all cities in present-day Gaza and southern Babylon. He built cities in those places. He defeated other groups in the same area. The Egyptian, the Arabians, the Ammonites, the Jordanian. They are all brothers. You were even shy above, even above your brothers in the family. He fortified the walls of Jerusalem, possibly repair. He has extensive agricultural enterprise, livestock, crops, vineyard. He had a large and effective army with war machines. You know, when I was preparing this message, okay, this point, I was doing my commentary, and this point come up in my commentary. I realized that, oh God, it is so true concerning present-day Israel. I find all the points came to pass to present-day Israel. She defeated the Philistine. The Philistines are Palestinian. You go and study, the Palestinians are the Philistines. Present-day Palestinian. She built the Judean cities in the Philistine area, the enemy area. The more the enemy attacked Israel, the more land Israel got since 1948. And the more she built cities. Do you know that the land of Israel is called Palestine today? Yes, the land of Israel. The world called the land of Israel Palestine. Palestine comes from the word Palestine, from the people Palestinian. But who owns the land of Palestine? Who owns the Palestinian land? The Israelites. The Israelites. Israel is taking more and more of Palestinians' land. She defeated other groups in the same area, Egypt, Jordan, the Arab community. She has extensive agricultural enterprises. You know, Pastor Lily was talking to me, say, dear, do you know that? It's so amazing, the Israel agricultural enterprise. She was talking about how they grow the strawberries, the persimmons. You know, persimmons are... The Israel persimmon is one of the best in the world. I love it, persimmon. The strawberries. Okay, they are the supply of all the citrus fruit to all of Europe. Such a small country. You supply Europe all the fruits. Where did all the fruits grow from? In the desert. In the desert. In the desert. Just imagine the tremendous favor that God has upon Israel. She has a large and extensive army with war machine. Israel is the number one of the top five best army in the world. You know, Iran, we're going to attack you. They send 200-300 missiles. None of them hit Israel. Israel say, we'll respond. Boom. It is believed that they have stricken the nuclear site. But Iran did not say. You know why Iran did not fight back? Because they cannot handle the missile that comes from Israel. Whereas Israel got the dome. You know, the Patriot missile, which is given by America, Israel improved on it. When you have the Patriot dome, this whole place, the enemy come, all these Patriot missile will be able to shoot down or everything. I don't understand why Singapore doesn't want to buy one. Because we are also surrounded by all... Keep quiet. Live stream. They say, Pastor, you talk so much. Why the October 7 massacre? Because the people started to rise up and dance and play in the desert around a Buddha statue. God is very fair. You obey, blessing. You disobey, curses. Uzziah had a remarkable life. Was a remarkable king. He has brought interest in the improvement of his kingdom. Because of his many achievements, he was fatally said that his fame spread throughout the world. I mean, Israel is similar to Uzziah. The fame of Israel today and its people, the Jews, are well known all over the world. All over the world. Do you know why Singapore is so prosperous? We always go to Israel. How to build an army? I was trained, I was in the civil defense. My leader, my commander was an Israeli
Commander, how to do it? Our life should be similar to that of Uzziah. When we defeat enemies, it represents the strength of our life. We build walls of protection in our family. See, when you are obeying God, when you are living right, you are building walls of protection in your family. You are building walls of protection in your social circle. You are building walls of protection in your economic achievement. We continually strengthen these walls of our life. Walls represent the security of our life. No, people are always amazed how we managed to put our two children to stay alone in our HDB flat for 7 years in their JC and in their high school. Senior high, in their high school, in their senior high. And until today, since the age of 13, Jen is always a little bit demanding on Pastor Lily, because she demands Pastor Lily to do everything for her, because she said, "You have not done that when I was young." But God is so good that God protect. They did not go hate. They did not go wayward. They did not turn out badly. And we thank God that we continue to serve God in the Philippines, and God took care of them. But you know what's the most beautiful part? That is such a blessing to my life. Is that our relationship as parents and children are still strong. Still strong. We are going back to Singapore. And Jen wanted to bring us up for a meal because January is her birthday. So there is promotion for January. And Jen said, "I want to bring you all two out for a birthday celebration, for my birthday celebration, for a promo. There's good food in the restaurant because it's Chinese New Year." Then Joyce said, "I also want to come along." Then I said, "Okay, but can you bring Elise?" "No, I don't want to bring Elise. She just wants to have four of us. She, Pastor Lily, me, Joy, and Jen. No husband, no grandchildren. Time together. Time together as a family." You know, that's the greatest blessing that God can give you as a family? Some of you complain so much, but you got a good family. Your family, previous family was broken, and God gave you a good family. You talk about your previous family is bad. But when you become a Christian, you marry a wife and you got children and you got a good family. That is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to you in life. Number three, marvelously helped you became strong. 2 Chronicles 26:15 say, "And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped." He was marvelously helped till he was strong. He talks about Ecclesiastes. It's talk about our life. Ecclesiastes is, everything is vain, vain, vain. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 7 says this: "Go, eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with merry heart, for God has already approved what you do." I read again. "Go, eat your bread with joy. Drink your wine." Okay, I'm not saying you must go and drink wine, okay? "Drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do." This is the state of Uzziah's reign. You know, if Ecclesiastes point out the inevitability of death and how death is a great equalizer. But it suggests this, that we as the people of God should enjoy life and be grateful for what they have, since God approved of our action. You just imagine, tremendous word from God. Perhaps it's not well understood that Uzziah was one of the strongest king of Judah. And he ran a remarkable successful course. Had it not in the latter reign of his life, when there's some dark clouds, his name and fame would probably stood higher than many people, many kings. It was partly due to the fact that he came under the good influence of Zechariah, Azariah, and Zechariah. That's why it's so important to be in church. It's so important to have good Christians around you. It was due in part in his own capacity and energy. had he been a weak king, okay, number one is due in part, he came under good influence. Number two, it was due in part to his own capacity and energy. What I'm trying to say that, when I become a Christian, suddenly I felt the strength of God in my life. I felt that life has purpose. Yes. I felt that I can do things. And God will give you. And he has this strength, this capacity, and this energy for life. And you have because you are Christian. He has this. And thirdly, which is the most important, God make him to prosper. From divine resources comes intelligence, strength, sagacity, foresight, discernment, wisdom, statesmanship. See, when you have divine resources, you have intelligence, you have strength, you have foresight, you have discernment, you have wisdom. Uzziah could have said that, God, you are the glory of my strength, and in my favor has my horn been exalted. The chief reason for Uzziah's success and the chief reason for your success is God's help. God's help. And the word help is a special word throughout Chronicles. It's equivalent in the New Testament as the enabling of the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. You have God's help. You have the enabling of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, many of us Christians, you fail to understand. You think you are very smart. You think you are very educated. You think that your success is to do with all these qualities you have. You fail to recognize that this powerful truth in your life. You have always thought that it's my intelligence, my charisma, my connection, my skill that has brought me to where I am today. No! No! It is God's help. It is God's help. It is the enabling of the Holy Spirit. It was God's help that brought success to your life. What you are today was God's help. God's help. The more you recognize this truth, the more prosperous you will be. If the story of Uzziah ends here, it would have been a beautiful story. But it was not to be, as it is with many of our lives. Our life is like Uzziah, Jekyll and Hyde. Two characteristics. Something happened. To Uzziah, something happened to your life. Like many of us, something happened. And it was a bad one. A bad one. The sin of Uzziah was the sin of presumption. I think one of the greatest sin in life is presumption. I'll be honest with you. It's the same problem we saw. Presumption is the act of presuming. You always presume. You don't presume. You don't assume. When it's not God's assumption, you presume, you assume. Assuming something is true when it is not God's truth is unwarranted, unbecoming, and impertinent, intrusive. Bonus. An assumption not fully established, but taken for granted by you because of your own reasoning. Showing readiness to presume a conduct, a thought, as if by doing something without right or permission from God. There are boundaries even as kings, and they presume to assume the role of the high priest. There are many Christians today who sin by presumption. They attempt to do things by man's way and not God's way. God has told us that we have to do things God's way. And he became a leper. I think one of the scariest sickness is leper. God struck him with leprosy is to say to him that he has sinned. You know my sin? I know that Pastor Lee talked about sin. I was doing a research. Sin means rebellion against God. Sin means rebellion against God. Leprosy is a terrible disease. It's an awful disease physically, psychologically. It entails a great deal of suffering. Honestly, Uzziah had leprosy. He was a good king, but he failed badly. I conclude. There are many believers. They can never come out of the rut. They are stuck in the past. They do not know how to face 2024-5. They have been defeated in 2024 and before. Because of moments of weakness. Because of willful sins. Because of presumption. We started well, but we end badly. And we say to ourselves, am I going to be like that forever? Is it going to be hopeless for my situation? Is there no more chance? No more, one more chance. Many wanted a sweet release. We want to be free from failure, from this hopelessness. God understood our concern today. This is what I'm sharing to you this morning. He sent His precious Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth, and He lived right on your behalf. He was a totally kingdom person, demonstrated by His character, His influence, His conduct, His destiny. He was successful in the last 3 years of His life, but His success was taken away because of you. He became a defeated man. Not because He was defeated like you are defeated. He was defeated because of you. And He was captured at the Garden of Gethsemane because of you. He died worse than the sin of leprosy. Because the Bible says, cursed is everyone that's hanged on the tree. And He hung on the tree. He died a worse death than leprosy because of you. So that today you can have hope. So that today you can have a second chance. So that today you can look at 2025 with faith and with purpose and with hope. All this happened to Jesus because of us. Jesus died for our sins so that when He was resurrected, you who are helpless and hopeless and defeated and failed and feeble, who has no hope because of a mistake you have committed, can experience a sweet release, can experience a set free, can experience deliverance because of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful and joyful thing it is to go into the resurrected presence of Jesus, because there is hope for 2025 because of Jesus' death on the cross, and Jesus has died on the cross of Calvary. There's nothing to sorrow about your life right now, even right now, because you can be a safe man. God can redeem your life because of Jesus Christ. You can come to Him and ask for success because He has really died. You can come to Him this morning and ask for blessing for 2025. You can ask Him to be your helper. You can ask Him to be into your life as you continue to seek Him. You know, the Bible says, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Though they should be crimson, they shall become, white as snow, they can become wool. If only you will obey, I will bless you. So 2025 doesn't have to be a defeated one. There must be. There's hope. You know, if there's anybody that has hope in life, it's a Christian. So I want you to come this morning. Did right. Do right. If you even you fail, like Uzziah, you can still come to Jesus and do right again. And your success, your intelligence, your what, you must understand is because of God's help. And you must understand that you are enabled, you are marvelously helped until you are successful. God will help you to be marvelously helped until you are successful. All this is possible because of Christ, there at the cross of Calvary. Shall we all stand up? Shall we all stand up?